Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Please go give a follow if you're not already. Joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning. Happy Tuesday.
Hello. John Paul Flame is with us too.
I am. I think you need to start watching some Cooper Flag.
I watched a little bit yesterday.
I actually dropped in for about 2 minutes of Cooper Flag. Saw him hit a shot from basically the foul line, and then I lost interest and started watching something else. I can't even remember what I was watching.
I hear you, because I popped on the Wizards last night.
Yeah.
I almost fell asleep reading a book to my daughter for bed. Then I make the move to our bedroom, put on the Wizards game. The score was 68-38, I believe.
Yeah, I saw Linnell tweeted
68-38.
An hour later, it was 48-21.
So that was before.
I'm to the point now where
Klay Thompson hit 7 threes in the first quarter.
He couldn't be stopped. My BetMGM account is down to the nubbins. Like it's sub $100 or was yesterday. So now I'm in. Bet against the Wizards, just bet money line, and just like last night, I bet $84 with whatever was left in my account
to win seven.
To win like $11.
Yeah. Hey, building up the account.
I'm just gonna keep doing that until I get felted.
And they're likely eventually it will happen.
It will happen. So the Wizards will beat somebody.
They're likely to get worse if that's believe it or not, because they're probably gonna trade. I think the NBA trade deadline is next week.
Okay,
and they're likely to trade Kyle Kuzma and maybe Valanciunas.
You should be a busy man.
Those guys,
dealing.
When I was watching, they don't look like they have any interest in being on the floor. You know, the worst season ever is it 9 wins or 10?
I'd have to look it up.
I think it's the Sixers with 9.
Okay. That sounds familiar.
And the Wiz have 6. I mean, they'll probably get to that point, but I mean, they're certainly in that ballpark of setting the NBA record for
speaking
worst.
Of the Sixers, did you see the I would guess mini controversy brewing in Philadelphia about Josh Harris not allowing the Sixers to send a congratulatory text or tweet?
It's a tough
about
spot.
The Eagles win.
It's a tough spot.
I know it's a tough spot because Harris owns the Commanders. He also owns the Sixers.
It's like,
tough spot. He doesn't want his NBA team congratulating the team that just beat his NFL team.
He probably should take the higher road on that.
Probably shouldn't be worried about such things, but it would rankle me.
But
if
I know Vin, my buddy, you know, Vinny, was texting me last night. He goes, that's a bad looky bee. That's a bad looky bee.
Doesn't look great.
And I go, I mean, first of all, I don't care if Josh Harris looks good or bad. It means nothing to me. But I kind of understand it. I mean, it's kind of hard.
Soft. He's got to let his players do whatever they want.
I understand the people.
Did the players want to?
If they feel like sending a congratulatory tweet, they're in Philadelphia. They want to thank their Philadelphia brothers who play for the Eagles.
They could do it on their personal pages.
Yeah.
That's fine. I kind of get it, though, if he's like, yeah, it's just he's a little
butthurt. It's a conflict of interest. Yeah,
right. He's just butthurt. I kind of understand it.
Still trying to process it.
Listen, the higher road is, of course, you just let him do it. But I kind of get it. I kind of understand.
I kind of understand it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, I brought up the Duke game, and I didn't see this, but I am going to try and start watching a little more Cooper Flagg because, look, the Wizards... The problem is they might not land the first pick.
Might not.
The
Wizards, got 86% chance of not.
But the Wizards have a chance at getting the first pick.
I'm just going to say right now, they're not getting the first pick.
Do the Wizards?
I'm on team 86%.
Do the Wizards know that they changed the lottery system years ago? I'm kidding.
Hoping Will knows that.
I know my man Will Dawkins is sharp. He's well aware.
But
they're not getting the first pick. They're getting 86% chance of not getting it.
That's the way I would look at it.
I was slipping through the stations this morning. I was listening to 980.
Time to run the
And 980 has
generator.
A national show, the Ben Maller show. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about something that happened in the Duke game. Did you see what happened during the Duke game?
I did not.
Which
so
part?
They've got a center who's from Sudan who puked on the court during the game.
That's Malik.
Okay, see
that? Is so gross.
See that reaction? And apparently it was so bad that somebody in the crowd had the kind of reaction that
like
came out and passed out.
Oh, really?
That is
it
bad.
Was a puke chain reaction.
That would be hilarious, though, if people started puking and then other people started puking and couldn't stop. Right. Everyone was getting freaked out by everybody puking.
For me, it's the proximity, like how close I am to it. If I see it on TV, I'm grossed out by it, but it doesn't give me the reaction where I feel like then I'm going to do the same thing. If I'm 5 feet away from it and I get that smell and I hear the noise, that's when it really affects me.
It's been a while.
But like watching on TV, I don't think it's going to do that. But I don't know. Being in the building and seeing it,
I'd rather see it than do it.
Sure. I mean, nobody wants to do it.
I saw a guy on the side of the road like 2 weeks ago.
Puking?
Yeah.
Is it projectile puke? Is it projectile?
Yes.
I don't need to watch it.
You just want
no
part.
Totally fine. Yeah, I'm totally fine. I trust you. I've seen projectile puke. I don't need it.
Yeah, let's get off that topic.
I was tweeting yesterday. I see it's not on the outline, so I'm going to talk about it now. The TGL was lit yesterday.
It was.
I know you're mocking me. It was by far their best product. They had Tiger, they had Rory, they had guys hitting decent shots, and it was a real competition. They had a little overtime deal.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Valdez is crushing
by far the best.
He's crushing it in the betting streets. I don't know if he wants that out there, but he's
out
there
again?
Now.
Yeah.
He took the dog?
He always does win. He's DJ Khaled.
FanDuel doesn't have it, though, right? Is it another site?
No, FanDuel has it, and I think DraftKings does, but the problem is you have to be in certain locations. Like, you can do it in D.C., but you can't do it in Virginia.
Okay, so my buddy, obviously Vin, because Vin was like, I don't like it, EB, I can't bet it. I said, you can bet it. I said, Valdez is betting it.
Yes.
So Long Island, you can't?
Yeah, but in D.C., like, we had to put it in yesterday. We hit the plus 170 dog.
Oh, very nice.
4-0.
Well done. So, you and Mike
the hottest TGL.
You.
I'm the hottest TGL capper in
you
the country.
No,
will you be honest, though? It would. First of all, they're definitely listening to the boy. They incorporated more of the stats now. Now you're seeing the ball speed.
Yeah.
And just you can compare. Rory's on another level compared to everybody else right now in terms of how hard he's hitting the ball. They're showing a lot more of the stats. It's funny to me that they're incorporating so many live elements with the music and everything, trying to get the crowd like wrestling, which some of it's just too much for me. But at the end of the day, it was very entertaining.
Did anybody else watch it here?
I watched every shot.
No, impossible. I know that you watched it. EB watched it. Did anybody else?
I watched about 45 minutes.
I'm willing to make a significant wager that the ratings will certainly be up over the last one with Patrick Cantlay and
those
losers.
That's not hard to do.
It's
not hard to get ratings out of the toilet.
I think JP's of the opinion it doesn't matter. It's our ship has sailed. People are moving on. And that might be true to an extent, but Tiger still is a needle mover. And
they're promoting the hell out of it. I will say that.
Yes, it's
that
a
if you watch
platform.
ESPN, obviously they've got an investment.
Yeah.
You hear advertising. Heck, on this radio station, when Boomer Esiason does his minute, which is now just 30 seconds, you hear TGL ads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
so they're promoting it.
It's a massive platform.
Van Pelt did like a 30-minute interview with Tiger and Rory.
I mean, it's called
Sports
putting
Center.
It over. They're trying to put it over.
And the numbers, I think, compare to when they show a Duke basketball game. By the way, I did post the video at Junks Radio of the guy throwing up during the game.
No, I'm no need to check that
I'm
out.
I'm not going
to
click
like
on that.
It's like Cooper Flagg posting up and about 5 feet away from him. Oh. The center's on the basket. Vomiting.
Yeah. It is a victory Tuesday for my Jupiter Lynx.
Yes,
so I'm repping right now.
Certainly is. It's a big day.
I will say.
Wow, you have gear.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The guys don't understand the hammer strategy.
Yeah, they botched it.
They don't understand it.
They at least recognize that they botched it.
They need to do some sort of quick Cliff Notes version tutorial of how to properly use the hammer.
Which team didn't do it right?
Tiger misplayed the and Kiz misplayed the hammer, because if you throw the hammer, if it's it automatically transfers to the other team,
right?
And you don't want to give this is so geeky. You don't want to give the other team the opportunity of getting 2 points if they're down. And then they use the hammer against Tiger putting when they could have used it the next hole with Kisner on a approach shot.
Right.
I would rather have Kisner.
Yes.
Shoot an approach shot than Tiger putting if I'm trying to get 2 points.
Right. By the way, talking about this TGL made me think of a little Twitter back and forth that I had with a listener this morning. Or maybe they're not even listeners. A lot of people are upset. Mike Marr posted video of EB using the term fluky. The conversation was more nuanced, EB. You said excited, fluky, but you gave different reasons. But when he chops it up in 30 seconds, a lot of people were upset. And they started firing at you, right? So they're like, these guys stink. We need a new radio show. How can you call it if the Commander season was fluky or the Chiefs fluky? You know, that sort of thing, right? And then somebody tweeted, we really need radio guys that represent our team. They're mad that our black quarterback is successful. All these guys wanted Drake May. And
I'm so sure.
I tweeted back. I was like, so incorrect, but paint whatever narrative you want. And then somebody else said, facts. They were all over that little Topgolf story.
I mean, what you should do, if you're going to respond to just the trolls, just show them our boards.
Yeah.
We have a picture. Well, we have documented proof of our boards.
I know, but then I got to do work. Then I got to do work and find my boards.
Find the pictures of the boards. It'd take about probably a minute.
I think at best I had Drake May at 3. There's no chance I had him above. Well,
they're
jaded.
People are stupid.
People are dumb.
Yeah. Whoever tweeted you that is an idiot.
People are clinically
dumb. I give Mar credit.
And by the way, Drake May hanging out in freaking TGL last night. It was pretty cool.
He came to me and said, "Here, do you mind if I post this?" Because we knew people would be upset about it. And I just looked at it and I listened to it. I said, "That's fine. Who cares? Who cares?
It's all good."
Yeah.
All right. Coming up on a Tuesday show, we've got Tailgate Ted is going to visit us in studio. He is going to chronicle his trip to Philly, all the attention that he got from his trip up to watch the Commanders take on the Eagles in the NFC title game. He'll be in with us at 7:25. We'll talk more NFL playoffs with Adam Kilgore from the Washington Post coming up at 8:25. And Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for SI Now, he'll join the show coming up at 9:25. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did the Jacksonville Jaguars hire a Donkey Kong for a coach? Now, I've learned my lesson as far as like first impressions from coach press conferences. Because several years back, I saw the initial press conferences for both Sirianni from Philly and Dan Campbell from Detroit. And yeah. I looked at them and I said, well, these guys, they're both clowns. They can't even handle a basic press conference without looking like just total buffoons, and now they coach the two best teams in the NFC. In yeah. Philadelphia, who's going to the Super Bowl, and Detroit, who got upset by the Commanders in the playoffs. So I've kind of learned my lesson, but I mean, Liam Cohen, he kind of looked like a dog and sounded like a dog.
He looks like Awad in the face.
He does look a little bit like Awad. Here's what I do know. I do know that Awad can't scheme up an offense like Liam Cohen.
Right.
Because that guy did work in his 1 year in Tampa. But is he head coaching material? I don't know. The Jags apparently think so. Here's some of the audio of him during his introductory press conference yesterday.
How do we make this as much about the players and making this about bringing out the best in you? That's what this is about. Jacksonville, the community. Duval. How do we do this together?
So cheesy. And I know that's their slogan, their motto, whatever the heck you want to call it.
That was getting played a billion times on Twitter.
Why is he getting criticized for the Duval?
Just because it sounded
cheesy.
Just
because like he's trying too hard to be like, hey, how are you young kids? I'm going to try to say something.
It sounds like he's a dorky guy.
Duval.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to kill him for that. Was there other stuff? The other stuff that was...
That's mostly what he was getting raked over the coals for.
Well, yeah. That and his suit. I mean, can you get a suit that fits?
So he's doing the Ben McAdoo. That was his bit years ago. Yeah. Right. Ben McAdoo had a big, ill-fitting suit that he wore to his Giants presser. And things just went south from there.
Well, if you look at it, he looks like that guy from Beetlejuice. He looks like he has a tiny head. and he's wearing a giant suit.
Right.
He's got a,
he's a bad first impression.
He does have an awful Donnie head.
He does, no doubt.
I take your word for it, but I'm looking at the pictures. I don't see that. It doesn't jump out at me.
You're not getting the same vibes?
Yeah, like I see the picture of him with Shad Khan.
Yeah.
Looks like he has a fairly normal size. Does he look like he has a tiny head there in that picture, Cakes? Am I just...
I mean, it looks normal size there, but maybe he just does have
looks
like,
normal
the angle from the presser. Was
you have to show
suit.
Me one, Drab. I don't doubt that
video,
you have one.
It's the video of he's talking, and his suit doesn't fit, so it makes him look a lot bigger, his body bigger than he really is. So it looks like he has a small head.
I see the video.
So you're saying the suit's just too big for him?
I'm saying this guy's a goofball.
he might be a goofball, no doubt.
It's not first impression is everything.
Yeah, but
Cakes is right. Cakes
if he could devise a plan and they get some talent.
My record has not been great.
Dan Campbell, that was not good.
Yeah, and Sirianni, I whiffed on
both those guys, terrible first impression.
Can you find the Sirianni?
You're also bad, Steve Mariucci. His press conference was a disaster.
Can you go back and find the Sirianni opening presser? Because his was especially bad. I mean, Campbell was at least energetic, but he was just talking nonsense about we're going to bite people's kneecaps. It's an infamous press conference. Sirianni, I think, was just a dud. Like, he had no personality, looked comatose. I was like, how's this guy going to lead a group of men?
What's Cohen's background beyond being the offensive coordinator?
He's off the McVay coaching tree.
Was he a college player somewhere? Or
UMass legend.
He was a UMass quarterback legend?
Yes, UMass. Okay. Yeah.
How old is he?
I think he's like 40.
40.
Might be younger than that. He's very young.
He looks like he's about 38. I mean, he looks pretty young.
No, he's probably in that range.
39 years old.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was with the Rams for a couple of years, and he was with Kentucky. He was the offensive coordinator with Kentucky, and then he went to Tampa.
Got ya.
So he's been, coaching since 2010, 2011.
I would just caution on saying he sucks based on his presser, because we've both fallen prey to that.
But Awad now has his Halloween costume for 2025.
He does look like
He just has to get a headset. Get the coaching sideline gear, and he's Liam Cohen. And nobody's going to know who he is, except unless you're a Jags fan. And I don't think those actually exist.
No one
would know. Find me a Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
He's got good teeth.
I defy you.
I'm jealous of his teeth.
Yeah, he's got good choppers.
Yeah, they got good teeth.
Sometimes it can be a tell, though. Zorn had an embarrassing first press conference with the maroon and black. Tom Sula couldn't talk during his.
I think it's
McAdoo had a horrible suit.
Hey, I think it's 50-50.
As long as he has Trevor Lawrence throw the ball to Brian Thomas Jr. 145 times in 2025, he can do no wrong. Because that dude is a stud. Stud.
Yeah, but you know what? That's also another problem. Trevor Lawrence is throwing the ball.
Understood. But look, they gave him a big bag of money.
I know
they did. It's hard to find.
They got
to
get better all the way around.
It's impossible to find an elite quarterback. It's hard to find an even good quarterback for the most part.
Yeah.
So they're doing the best they can with Trevor Lawrence. And maybe Lawrence's numbers get a bump like Mayfield's did under Cohen's tutelage.
Is Tampa upset at the end of the day that he left?
I don't think they're happy.
Yeah.
I don't think they're happy at all.
I think they're upset the way it happened, right? Because it looked like he was going to re-sign and get an extension for more money. But apparently he did have an out.
Well, I mean, if they did fire the GM and he didn't get along with the GM, and now he still has an opportunity,
his out was,
can't blame him.
Out was he hadn't signed his deal
yet. How can fans or teams be upset when their hot coordinators get plucked?
Right. I mean, something happened with his wife and his kid. I think he has a kid that was either hospitalized or special needs or something like that, and his wife jumped into the fray because she was upset that they were taking shrapnel of the and forth thing, and it became a whole thing.
Mm.
Shad Khan, though, he's quickly rising up the ranks of, like, top donk. Like, he's up there.
Him and the dude from Carolina. Why is his name escaped? Tepper.
Tepper,
pretty close.
Tepper might be on the Mount Donkmore of present NFL.
Well, and it also seems like Jacksonville plays, like, half their games in Europe.
Right.
Didn't they stay over there back-to-back weeks?
Yes, they did this past year.
Yeah, that's tough.
I wish I had had the genius idea of I think Shad Khan got into like car parts. Like he's made billions by being like a car parts guy.
Right.
But I know nothing about car parts, so I'm woefully unqualified to get into that business.
They're also making fun of Cohen because he used an acronym. Like he says we want to play fast. He wants the team to play fast.
Oh no.
Well, no. But it's
both mentally and physically.
Like fast, like
physically.
Fundamentally sound, attacking, situational masters, and tough. Both mentally and physically.
I mean, you can't fit that on a t-shirt.
I can't. Well, so I know you're supposed to be able to remember it when you do it that way. I can't remember it. This is so wordy.
He's going
to
have that like plastered all over the locker room. Like you can't remember it. You need like a poster.
That's going to be all over fast. Right. Just like anytime, anybody, anywhere.
Yeah.
That's going to be
Liam's. But that one you can remember. The other one, like, you can't remember what the letters stand for.
It seems very office, the office-y.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
He does look like a dork. He doesn't. He almost looks too cheerful to be a football coach. Like, you know what I mean?
He hasn't, like been beaten down by it yet.
Yeah, but I'm not betting against him. I'm out of that business because I've done too much of that, been wrong.
Hmm.
I just don't know. I think he probably won't succeed because it's Jacksonville.
It just seems like a place where he's got to work for Khan.
Yeah. Yeah, more so than it's because he's got some personality flaw. I mean, maybe he's Jim Zorn version 2. You could make that argument. But it seems like he's a lot more locked in on the current NFL. I don't know.
Take Shad Khan. Not only is he a car parts guy, it seems like he's just a bumper guy.
He had something to do with bumpers.
He specializes in bumpers?
So he went to college. He came here when he was 16 years old. Okay. He went to college, it looks like, at Granger College of Engineering.
All right.
It's an engineering degree. And then he starts working for an auto manufacturing company when he graduated. And then he started Bumper Works. Made car bumpers for customized pickup trucks.
Yeah. Whatever he's doing.
Started the business on a $50,000 loan, okay, and he owns the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He's worth $13.5 billion. So he's turned bumpers into a $13.5 billion fortune.
It's a brilliant
Good
idea.
Good for him.
Brilliant.
So that story, the Cohen deal, was apparently he couldn't be reached on for an entire day.
Okay.
After the Bucks were trying to get him to...
Yeah,
to,
he went silent.
And he said he was at the hospital with his kid. His kid was either sick or something was going on. So that's when you're talking about the wife backed it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the wife was... Look, when you're the wife of an offensive coordinator, you probably don't get much social media attacks. But all of a sudden, she was feeling it. And she was like, we're in the hospital.
Right. Yeah, I mean, our kid was sick. So that was that story.
Well, she's going to get him when he's the head coach.
Yes.
Like the shrapnel's just going to increase at this point.
Yeah.
Well, does he get credit for a lot of Baker's turnaround?
Yeah, he gets credit.
I think he would have to.
Pretty good
turnaround.
He's
the offensive coordinator. The numbers take a bump like they did.
Was he the QB coach the year before?
I'm not sure.
I think he was at... No, I think he was only at Tampa 1 year, wasn't he?
He just came in for the 1 year.
I think he was at Kentucky.
Got their offense into the top five.
Will Levis.
He actually looks like a butt nice guy. Which most football coaches don't necessarily give off that vibe.
Right.
It's a little, you know.
Yeah, like they'll scream at you like at every turn.
They're a little, have a rougher exterior.
So maybe
he's in for it.
So the only job that's open currently is New Orleans, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And did they say, is it official? Is Cliff going to interview? I know they wanted to reach out to him.
Have not heard whether he officially has an interview with the Saints or not. I mean, if I'm Cliff, I would at least take the interview and see what they have to say. Like, if they're going to offer me the gig.
How much money are they going to give me?
How much money would the Saints offer Kingsbury?
That'd be at least $10 million. Isn't that the going rate? At least 10?
I mean, if Ben Johnson is getting $13 million from the Bears, I mean.
And he's got experience. Like, he's
I would think the minimum I would accept is 9 or 10.
Yeah, I think you got to start with double digits.
Yeah. I was watching Finley.
It's a good position to be in.
Channel 4, and he was at the park just doing the interviews with the the exit interviews with everyone cleaning out their locker. But he didn't mention. I don't think he mentioned Kingsbury.
Uh huh.
So
did he mention any of the coaches?
No, he was just talking about some of the players. But I saw Marshawn Lattimore driving into the facility yesterday.
Did he stop and say hello to you?
No, his either his wife or his girlfriend was driving.
Oh, okay.
Zach Ertz did make it clear that he is not retiring.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, good.
If you notice that.
Wants to run it back.
He wants to run it back. I don't know.
Whether it's here or elsewhere, who knows?
I couldn't get a good read from Bobby Wagner. He was still upset. You could tell.
Sure.
When they were interviewing him. Scott Abraham asked him how he looks back on the season. He's like, I'm not even in that mode yet.
Right.
Like, it's still
not
hurts.
Ready to reflect.
Yeah, I'm not in the, like,
I can understand
put
that.
A bow on the season right now.
Still fresh coming off the loss to the Eagles.
Did you see the contract that Logan Thompson got?
I did. And it's not surprising. Like, he's about to hit the market after the season ends. So the Caps clearly love what he's doing. I mean, he's top five in almost every important metric. Might be top three in a lot of them. So, and he's young. Sign him up to a six-year deal. Another seemingly masterstroke by Brian McClellan.
The only thing I would say is that goalies are so hit or miss year to year. It's a weird thing where they can be hot and then kind of go cold and then you move on. And next thing you know, you're just like not that same guy. And then, you know, 2 years later, they get hot again. It's not that they suck forever, but there it does seem to be up and down. I don't know. That, they gave him 6 years.
Six-year deal.
Wow.
Six million per.
A little under 6 million per. But I mean, it's a nice deal.
So, and what is Lindgren's situation?
I believe he's a free agent at the end of the season.
So they're going to move on from him. So he wins the battle.
I mean,
that's got to be an awkward spot.
Logan Thompson has won the head-to-head battle between those two goalies.
That's got to be
awkward.
Which is
kind of surprising because Lindgren kind of looked like he was the leader in the clubhouse at the end of last season.
They're year to year. It's a roller coaster, that position.
But McClellan saw that Thompson was available via trade. He pulls the trigger on it, brings him in. And now he's basically the new guy.
I mean, he's third in the league, and he's second in the league in goals against. He's third in the league in save percentage.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been stud.
Way beyond what even McClellan, I would guess,
I will
was
say,
expecting.
I officially question the 6 years, but let's see how it works out.
I mean, how old is Thompson? Is he 27 or 28?
Probably.
I think he's not. Yeah, he's not even 30 yet. So
27.
Yeah,
it's just the nature of that position. I'm not sure I would give any goalie 6 years, but.
I mean, he's 22-2.
Ain't no more than me.
I mean, that is a ridiculous record.
I think that's
wild.
They're playing tonight, right? Playing Calgary tonight.
Playing in Calgary tonight.
Yep.
When we come back, the Commanders are going to have a lot of players hitting that free agent market. Who are you bringing back if you're the brain trust, if you're the brass for the Commanders? We'll get into that when we come back here on The Fan. All right, so I guess the Caps nerds, they want my head on a silver platter. And because I keep forgetting that Brian McClellan is now the president of Hockey Ops, and the general manager is Chris Patrick, who we've had on the show, who's very nice, who has listened to the Junks for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm sure McClellan still had his hands in the Logan Thompson acquisition, but Chris Patrick is actually the GM.
Yes.
So all you Caps fans and dorks can relax out there.
You're just in the habit of Sam McClellan.
I'm in the habit of a BMAC. Just pulling the strings for the team.
At least you're not going David Poyle.
I'm not
going with somebody from decades ago.
Going David Poyle. But while we'll get to the Commanders in a minute. But while we're on the subject of the Caps, disturbing news yesterday. I saw the Russian Machine Never Breaks account on Twitter. They just tweeted out like a heartbreak emoji, and I was like, oh no, what's going on? Like what's happening in Caps land? That Ian, who runs the site, is putting that out. My first thought was something with Craig Laughlin, because we know he's undergoing a heart surgery. He's going to be away from the broadcast for a while. Alan May's filling in. Turns out that Wes Johnson, the longtime PA guy at Capital One Arena, he's been doing it for 24 years at the arena. Like, he's the voice that you hear every time they do Unleash the Fury. He's the voice you hear introducing all the players. Like, he's beloved by the fan base. He apparently was on a trip to Atlanta for a charity gig. And his wife was trying to get in touch with him because he didn't show up for the event. The hotel security had to break into the room. They found him basically unresponsive, like almost passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's in the ICU, like fighting for his life.
I know. I saw that yesterday.
It's just horrible news.
Yes.
And I was just at the HF Festival with Wes, like however many months ago that was. I think that was in September. Memory serves correct.
Are they saying it was a heart issue?
Not sure.
Yeah.
Just said he suffered a significant medical emergency.
Probably had a stroke or something.
So we don't know what it is. We're sending positivity, thoughts, prayers. Do whatever you can to just send them Wes's way because that was some pretty distressing news that came out yesterday. So
that is bad. And
Wes,
he's definitely reached out to us through the years. I mean, I don't know if he's some sort of diehard listener, but he definitely was aware of the show and listened to the show at times.
Well, he also does a lot of work with Thompson Creek. Yeah. So we know him like from, you know, copy that we get from Thompson Creek over the years.
He lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sad story.
Yeah, so Wes, we're thinking about you. Pull through, hang in there, and hopefully you're back, you know, healthy again and back at Capital One Arena.
Sounds brutal.
Before we
actually.
Know it.
Yeah.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
No, one of the guys from, I don't know, I think he's one of the evening hosts on WTOP, died 55 years old.
I saw that. Just passed away suddenly over the weekend.
He had like a heart attack or something.
Must have been.
Yeah. I tell you, you know,
it's
crazy. You read about
55 years old.
Heart attack and stroke things. And I was over at my brother's for Thanksgiving, and he's got one of those vibration plates. I don't know if you've ever seen those. They're similar to like, it has a similar effect to like rebounders. And supposedly, it's good at like, draining your lymphatic system. Okay. It's a thing you get on. It just vibrates your body.
Right.
So I ordered one. So I got one, and I was on it for 10 minutes yesterday, and it's supposed to help reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke.
Supposed to use it like every day?
I guess. Mm-hmm.
You just go on there.
Very little research to support it. There's some, but that's the idea behind it. So I'm sitting there watching, you know, whatever I'm watching.
You're vibrating.
I'm watching TGL, and I'm vibrating for 10 minutes. Yeah.
Does your wife come in and just
well,
shake her
laughing
head?
At me. The thing is, one thing... Yeah, I think it jarred me loose, and I had to go. Shocker! I had to go poop.
You better watch out. Some of your fillings and crowns might pop out of your mouth.
You've never seen those things before, like I've advertised.
This is the first I'm ever hearing of such a product.
But it's supposed to, those kinds of things. It's kind of along the same lines. Remember, I told you my Chinese guy tells you to do this to like drain your lymphatics.
Yeah, he told you it's an ancient Chinese secret.
It's to reduce the possibility of heart attacks and strokes. Because we're in that age, dude.
Oh, we're definitely
in that.
Oh,
scary, man.
We're right in that, that crosshairs.
One of us is going to go to our doctor one time, and he's going to say, oh, yeah, you got 3 blockages. You need to go in right now.
Right.
Get the big,
I'll be
you know
so
what
bitter
mean?
If Dr. M tells open. Me I need to just take a bullet train right to the hospital.
What's scary is my mom had open heart surgery, you know, 15 years ago, and, you know, Feinstein's had it. Yeah. A lot of people. You know, it happens. You get to a certain age sometimes, you know, you get clogged arteries on the cheese eat. I'm a prime candidate for it. They have to break your
chest. Oh, it's brutal.
Chest bone.
My dad had it.
Yeah.
And it, like, physically, it basically
you
destroys you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're breaking open your breastplate.
Yeah.
You think that's
yeah. Believe
you think that's good for you?
They did it to my mom, and she couldn't be any more frail.
I don't want this
man,
broken open.
It's a scary thought. I almost feel like I got to call my cardiologist and, and just go see him.
Need a checkup.
See him or her. I don't even know if it's a male or female.
I don't even have a cardiologist. Yeah, you're 5 steps ahead of me.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
I had an EKG a few years ago when I almost passed out in Florida. Remember that?
I remember you terrifying the guests at our hotel.
It was probably about 8-9 years ago. Man, silly EKG.
That was quite a story.
I've had a couple. I had an EKG, remember, when I had, like, my chest. And I knew what it was. I had pulled a muscle.
Yeah.
But if you go into the hospital and you tell them you're having chest pains,
yeah,
they put you right. They take you right away.
Yeah.
So if you ever go there and there's a long line of donks, just tell them you have chest pain.
Right.
You get in with the quickness.
Then you're good. You're bumped right to the front of the line.
Yeah.
Some dude could be bleeding out, like out of his neck, and you're going to beat him in line.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, pour some out, or not pour some out. Good wishes.
Yeah, good wishes towards Wes Johnson. Hopefully, hopefully,
and
it's
a speedy
recovery.
And he's got a GoFundMe where you can donate.
Yeah. I think it's like well past the established goal. So good. Like the Caps fan base.
Well, just keep moving the goal.
Yeah. They're definitely sending donations the way of his family. So hopefully he has a quick recovery.
Right.
Just wanted to get that out there. So we teased the Commanders and what they're going to do this offseason. We are, sadly, in the offseason now as they lost to the Eagles. And they're in pretty good shape for this pending offseason. They've got $87.6 million in cap space. That's third most in the NFL. And they've got a lot of looming free agents. We've talked about some of the more high-profile ones and Bobby Wagner at linebacker. And Zach Ertz. They've got a lot of wideouts that are free agents. Deami Brown.
Oh, Zach is out. He's a free agent.
Olamide Zaccheaus is a free agent, as is Noah Brown. Both of the kickers that are still on the roster, Austin Seibert and Zane Gonzalez, are free agents. Tress Way is a free agent. The punter, I would expect he would be back. He's a Pro Bowler. He's been here forever. A couple guys on the defensive line. Dante Fowler Jr., who's probably upped his price tag with his performance this year. Cleveland Farrell, a free agent as well.
I want to go through the list. Yeah. It's just because I feel like Cakes is like a heartless Bill Belichick type. You're just,
I do subscribe to the theory that Belichick did, that he'd rather get rid of a guy a year early than a year too late.
I always am on the other side just because I'm a sentimental person, unlike Cakes, who has no feelings. All right, let's go through. Just name the player, and then you say stay or go for you, and I'll give you mine if these guys want to chime in.
All right, Wagner.
All right, we'll just start at the top of the list. We'll go with the wideouts. Deami Brown.
Yeah, I would bring him back at a reasonable contract, at an average contract. Yes, I know you're ready.
I would whack him. I think Deami Browns are a dime a dozen. You can find Deami Browns anywhere.
I agree with that. It kind of depends on what happens in free agency. Like, if they're targeting T. Higgins and some of these other big free agents, and they whiff for whatever reason, T. Higgins decides to stay in Cincinnati, and the other top guys end up going elsewhere, well, then you might need to sign him.
I think he's going to be gone.
He's fine as a fourth receiver for me.
Olamide Zaccheaus.
I'm okay either way with that one. You could move on from him, but...
I mean, you could keep him for depth.
I mean, exactly. Same thing with Deami.
Yeah.
But okay, you could move on. But I think those guys like him. I'll be surprised, but okay. I know you want to move on.
He's a fifth wideout, and he's a punt returner. So, like, if you get him on a reasonable deal, I could see
that. But why are you different than him than Deami? I mean, Deami is actually probably better.
I don't like either of them. Like, I feel like you can just do better than both of those guys out on the market.
Well, I think that they will upgrade. How about this? How about this as a compromise? Keep one of the two. Pick your point. Pick one. Keep one of the two.
Not going to keep one of the two, because I might keep the third guy I'm about to mention.
All right.
Oh, Noah.
Noah Brown. Here's why. His physical makeup is different than the rest of the roster. He's a bigger, more imposing receiver. Like, I like him as a possession guy.
I can see that.
You get him at a reasonable deal.
Yeah, he's not going to break the bank. Like, he's not going to make, like, $15 million
a season. The difference is I'd probably keep one of the other two and Noah Brown.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Zach Ertz.
I like Zach.
I think you bring him back. I think he earned it.
But I think Sinnott has to take a step forward.
Well, I mean, it's up to him.
He's got to take a step forward.
He was a great story.
It's on him.
I get that.
You got to outperform the guy.
I get that.
If you can't beat a 35-year-old tight end, that's not a good...
I agree with you. I mean, a second-round pick he's got to have a good offseason. He's got to come into camp ready to be a starter.
Great story. Great leader in the locker room. But I need Sinnott to be on the field more. So I'm gonna let Zach Ertz walk and hope that Sinnott is a guy that can catch 45 or 50 balls and 5 touchdowns in this offense.
And you kind of
need... I feel like he's going to be stifled as long as Zach Ertz is on the roster.
I could see them drafting a tight end as well, because a lot of teams have two tight ends.
Yeah.
They used to.
So you're out on Ertz.
I say bye-bye to Ertz.
He's too much of a... He has too much of a connection with Jaden. I think Jaden would actually lobby for him.
I'm sure he probably would.
Yeah, he deserved another year.
Next up, the kicker duo of Austin Seibert and Zane Gonzalez.
Well, I know where you're going on that.
Well, they can be part of a competition. But I think they're looking to upgrade.
I actually think the first guy, Austin, was probably a little bit better. But man, he's a short kicker. I don't I don't like those little kickoffs.
Yeah, you know what? They can have a kicking competition at Paul the Sixth. For whatever, but not for the Commanders.
So you don't want either one.
They can
one.
Have a kickoff.
Well, who do you want that's better?
Well, anybody that's out on the market is better. Like, Adam Peters is going to find a better option this offseason.
He might. I'm going to say I thought Gonzalez did a pretty admirable job being like our fifth kicker.
He was good in the game against the Eagles. I do have to give him his credit there.
Yeah, he didn't miss.
Yeah, no, he,
correct.
He did his thing.
He was good in that game. Tress Way. I think we're all going to be unanimous. Tress Way stays.
22 of his 50 punts landed inside the 20.
Here's the X factor, is if they think, and Trust seems like he's this kind of guy that will give you a hometown discount because he's so happy here, he's so established. But what if somebody blows him away with an offer? And they're just going to like, dude, we love you, but we can't just match that. he could move on.
Yeah.
Because he's so good. He's fantastic. Could get a big offer for someone, and you know they're going to try to get a hometown discount.
What's Tressway pulling in at this point? What's his salary? Does anybody know?
Probably not a lot.
Couple million?
I bet it's more than you think.
$2-3 million?
Yeah, like $3 million? Two and a half, but that's not a lot
in the NFL.
No, but for a punter, it's pretty damn good.
I think he could probably get $4-5 million.
Maybe he could.
He's under
a 4-year, $13.65 million deal.
Right, so we're all over about $3 million.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the defensive side of the ball. On the defensive line, you got Dante Fowler Jr.
I'd be interested in him if you get, but he's probably going to get too much money. So he's probably going to go.
Anytime you can get a guy that can give you double-digit sacks, I'm interested. I would be interested in keeping that guy around.
I don't think Fowler was on the field very much in that game.
Mm-hmm.
He can't set the edge. He's not good against the run. He's really bad.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna. Yeah, but I just think he's gonna get a lot of money though for being a pass rusher.
I mean, he's old. I don't think he's gonna get that much money.
But I mean, you need pass rush. Last time I checked, pass rush is gonna have offers.
Yeah, but you want to get somebody younger.
Put it this way, I agree with that.
Yeah. Get somebody.
But I don't think he'll be back. I agree. I don't think he'll be back.
I agree with that.
Cleveland Farrell. Also on the defensive line.
He seemed like a nice
guy. Didn't seem like he made a ton of impact.
I don't know. I'm not sophisticated enough to know about him.
I'm going to say no on him. Let's move.
I'm going to say he's a legit depth piece.
It seems like he's always banged up, too.
Yeah. Bobby Wagner.
I'm torn on him. I literally would make. Could he be an assistant coach?
Assistant coach slash player?
Not player coach.
Player coach?
I mean, but maybe player coach with the idea that if you're a player coach, you're not going to play that much.
Right. Yeah. It's more.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
I'm torn on Bobby.
The last three names are Benjamin St. Juice. I think we can all agree. Like he needs a change of scenery.
A
new set of surroundings. Noah Igbinoghene. I think I got that close.
I mean,
Noah I. Yeah, Noah I is the easiest way to do it.
He didn't particularly distinguish himself.
And the last name on the list, Jeremy Chinn.
I like Chinn.
I think he's going to
Chinn was solid.
I like Chinn.
117 tackles.
Yeah.
Except for he missed one against Saquon.
That was bad.
It's not that hard being a GM.
Peters, if you want...
We pretty much all came up basically with the same answer.
If you want some highly paid consultants,
right,
we're your guys. You know where to find us, 1015 Half Street. We're available. We can always do side work. Side work can be lucrative, too. So if Adam Peters wants to reach out, he can certainly do that. All right, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, don't forget Tailgate Ted is going to join us at 7:25. He'll give us a skinny on his experience in Philadelphia, the good and the bad. So that's coming up at 7:25 here on The Fan.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.